Towards the end, I thought we did a little bit more than that in the first half. I think we probably surprised Harlequins a little bit. After last week against Sale, the one criticism we had of ourselves was that we kicked a bit too much ball back when Sale kicked to us. Instead of trying to keep the ball in hand for a few phases, we kicked directly back and gave the ball straight back to Sale. So we had decided in this game to, providing we had enough players behind the ball, so when they kicked to us, to actually counter-attack. And we made some really superb breaks in the first 20 minutes. And we looked very lively and we were very accurate. Play some good attacking rugby. But the conditions gradually deteriorated underfoot and it was a bit more difficult to do that. And I suppose in the end, yeah, with both teams slugging it out and trying to get the 3 points, which would win the game either way.
Were you happy with the point?
I'm delighted with the point, yeah. It just keeps that momentum going. You know, win away against Wasps, win at home against Gloucester. You get this. We knew this four-match period was a tough period with three away games. So to get a point up at Settle was a very good effort and could have won. To get a point down here, the league leaders, you know, it's a terrific point for us. And although the players are disappointed having lost, it will give us really good confidence going into next week and the week after, because there's nothing worse than going back on a bus and not getting anything at all. You know, at least there will be a bit of pleasure getting 1 point from this very good team.
A couple of errors maybe cost you in the first half with the penalty try from the line-out?
Yeah, we didn't dismantle their line-out drive. I mean, I think it started from a kick that went straight out, so that was a little bit of lack of accuracy. Then we failed to deal with their line-out drive and then conceded the penalty try and the yellow card, which wasn't good. One or two line-outs didn't function as well as they should have done. One or two kicks weren't as good, but if we were a top four team, then we'd be hypercritical. But to be fair, it's the first time back into the Premiership and we're going to make some errors. But the way the players tried to cover up for those is what I'm looking at. You know, we're going to make errors because we're not, you know, a team full of international players. We're playing against a very, very good team that's full of confidence at the moment. We made one or two errors, but I thought we worked hard for each other to cover those errors up.
Probably should have got a second try when Marcel broke. He went off injured. First of all, how is he?
He's sitting up in the dressing room. He's got a headache and a very fat lip at the moment. But he did take a nasty knock. He was concussed and had a lot of blood in the mouth and was spitting a lot of blood out. So I think his mouth is probably a bit of a mess at the moment, but he's nothing serious. And they say he sat up talking and he can make some sense when you talk to him anyway. So it's not too serious, but it was just a pretty bad blow. But having said that, of course, if you'd have put that pass in to, I think, Miles Benjamin, it was an absolutely superb break by Marcel just before he went off. But for that, just one pass, didn't quite get a hand, and I think Miles would have been in for another try.
Did it affect you with him going off, do you think?
It could potentially, because those two have been a fixture, really, Miles Benjamin and Marcel Garvey. Every single week, those two have been the wingers. But Eri came on the wing. We had to switch Miles, because of Eri's left foot, switch Miles to the right wing. But I thought both played really well. Miles defended really well on the right wing, and I thought Eri did as well on his wing. So that worked out pretty well.
Danny Gray got a first start, so a fairly tough baptism for him to come here.
Yeah, and I thought Danny did really well. He and actually all, again, I don't often put all the replacements on, but all the replacements came on and I thought played their part. But Danny particularly, to come into such a difficult game, you know, after Andy Goode and Joe Collard both injured, for him to come in, he looked confident to me, playing against an exceptionally good 10 in Nick Evans. But I thought he ran the game well. I was very pleased again for the second week running with the way in which the 9 and 10 dictated the tactics. And I thought we had it absolutely spot on again. Just a little bit of accuracy let us down. But you know, 9 and 10 are responsible for the tactics primarily. And I thought, again, just like last week, they were pretty spot on this week.